The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, the 4th of June. And my friend Vera Massey is with us, Extension Services. A lot of time when Vera is here, we talk about mind, body, and spirit. Today, we're talking about how to prevent falls. As we age, as we all, and we're all, no matter how young you are getting older.
And isn't that a good thing?
Huh?
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
The alternative I'm not ready for.
Right. Okay. And I think a lot of times you realize that as you get older, things are okay.
That's
okay.
Right.
You know, when you're young, you think, wow, when I turn 40 or 50, I'm going to be an old guy. But when you're 40 and 50, it doesn't seem like you're an old person.
No, it doesn't.
You know, and when you're 60, it doesn't seem like you're an old person either. Maybe when you get to 80, I hope I'm still thinking the same way.
I know a lot of very active 80-year-olds.
Yes, I do too. I do too. But the thing that we seriously have to think about is not falling. But we can't dwell on that because then you...
Yes, and here, this is the reality. A third of the people over the age of 65 will fall in any given year.
Okay.
20 to 30% of those falls are what we consider moderate or severe. So that's a big percentage of people.
So if you're over 60.
65.
Over 65, 30% of those people will
have a fall
in any given year.
Mm-hmm.
And then of the ones that fall, it's what?
20 to 30% will have moderate to severe
injury.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how do you prevent being a statistic as you grow older?
Well, there's a lot that we've learned that can help reduce our risk for falls. One of the key things is to stay physically active.
Right.
That means to maintain strength, particularly in the lower body.
Mm-hmm. By walking.
By walking.
Walking or swimming.
And by doing even some specific exercises to work on improving balance, which is a matter of flexibility, mm-hmm. strength. Also, to be aware of the environment where you live. The majority of the falls occur within our home or in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all have potential for falling with things that have not been taken care of. For instance, throw rugs. You know, while they look very attractive, they can increase your risk for falling.
Because they can slip. You can slip.
Yes.
So it's good to put that no-slip backing.
Having handrails going down stairs steps.
That's code that you have to have the handrails, isn't it?
Well, it's code, but sometimes they're there and we don't even use them.
Right. So you want to use the handrail. You want to use the handrails.
Well, we carry all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then you tend to lose the balance, and really the rail is there to help assist us. You know, as well as rails in bathrooms as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to think about lighting, having a night light, having adequate light, particularly in the nighttime when sometimes we have to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might get up. Our equilibrium may be off a little bit because we've been lying down. So light is very important. And sight overall is important. As our eyesight changes, particularly as we age, this affects your sense of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, as we get older, we may be taking medications. Some of those medications may affect your sense of balance. And so those are things to check with your physician about. Another thing that's very common is we get dehydrated. And when we become dehydrated, this can affect our sense of balance. So, and as we age, our thirst mechanism doesn't work as well. So again, puts us a little higher risk for mm-hmm. falling. Oftentimes, just the fear of falling increases our risk of falling. Because when we're fearful, we start cutting back on being active.
And you don't want to do
that. Oh, I'm going to fall. Yes. Or I'm not going to get out and go do things because I'm afraid that I will fall.
No, that's wrong. You've got to stay active. You have to stay active. You have to do things. But just be mindful of your surroundings and be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story that happened to me. And I was still a young whippersnapper at that time. I guess it was about 15 years ago. So I would have been, 42, 43. I fell off a ladder. Fell off a ladder, not a very high step ladder, backwards. And I broke my wrist in about 20, 25 different places. It was just totally shattered. Thing is, I thought that this couldn't happen to me.
Right.
No, I got up on that ladder and I was doing it, and I guess I just leaned backwards.
That's why they call them accidents.
Exactly. And in the instant that I was falling, in that split second that I was falling backwards from the ladder to the ground, I knew that the wrist was going to be broken.
Right.
I just knew it.
Right. And so really a lot of it takes conscious and...
Common sense.
Yes.
Common sense.
And we have a great program through University of Missouri Extension that was developed at Boston University. It's been endorsed by our government's Administration on Aging called A Matter of Balance.
Okay. And you're doing a class?
Yes. It's a multi-session program. Coming up in a few weeks, it will be in Fayette.
Okay.
For people who live in that part of the area. I'll also be offering one here in Columbia this fall. But if you want to learn more about the program and enroll for the program, call our Boone County Extension Center.
Okay.
573-445-9792.
Okay.
We can get you all the information. We do exercises in each of the classes. It's a 2-hour session over 6 weeks.
Oh.
So we work on balance.
So you got 12 hours.
Yes.
Of okay.
Yes.
And what time of day is it?
It's from 1 to 3.
Okay.
So we're looking at people probably 60 and better.
Yeah. And so it's going to be held in Fayette, but you don't have to live in Fayette.
No.
I mean, if you want to drive from Jefferson City to Fayette, if you're listening to us in Jeff City.
Or Boonville.
Or
Glasgow.
Any place, right?
Anybody's welcome. Fayette's a great community. I used to live there.
Yeah.
It's a great community. So that's a program coming up. And, you know, last month we talked about food preservation.
Yeah.
So those classes start next week. So if you haven't gotten enrolled, call again.
Okay, the phone number is?
573-445-9792, and
okay.
You can get you in the food preservation classes.
Right, and you've got a whole bank of 20 or 30 operators that are standing by right now to take all those calls. All right. Vera Massey, thank you so much for coming
by.
Pleasure to have you here. Tomorrow, Ed Hansen, Talking Horse Productions. We're going to talk about all of his productions he's got coming up. Our program directed by Travis McMillan. Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this or watch it, go to KBIA. If you want to hear it again or watch it, KBIA.org. Sign up for a free podcast or vodcast. Bye-bye.